Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Timothy. This is Derek. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, Derek. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'll call you back later.
No, Derek, I'm not sure who you are.
I'm calling with Oregon Opinion Survey. We're not selling anything. We're just doing a quick survey. We'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. That'd be okay?
Well, how long will it take? You sound like a nice guy. I appreciate that. I'm not inclined to. I am busy working outside at the moment. But Derek, how long does this take?
Not even 5 minutes.
You're from Hawaii, aren't you, brother?
Yes. How do you know?
I can tell. I lived right there 12 years. Lived there 12 years.
Where about?
My kids were raised there. Two of them still living on Oahu. I lived Kaneohe on Oahu.
Oh, okay. Good deal. Now, just moving forward, does anyone in your household work for news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Okay, I'll go ahead and do this, Derek, but if it takes too long, I'm going to go. Nobody works for media.
You're 18 years and older and registered to vote in Oregon, right?
Yes, my wife and I, yes.
I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in May 21st primary election from Congress? Definitely, probably 50-50 or will not vote?
I would say definitely.
Definitely.
Both
okay.
of us, yeah.
Good deal. Now, just to be sure, representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian. My wife is Filipino. I don't know if you're doing both or just me.
Just one. Now, I would like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 meaning that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable, 50 meaning that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, you have never heard of that person, please say so. Janelle Bynum? Janelle?
I don't have names memorized. So is your name Derek?
Yes, Derek.
Yes, yeah, I remember that one.
Easy.
I'm actually wondering if that's the woman I've been seeing on TV. But at any rate, I'm just going to say I don't have her name memorized, so I don't know.
Okay, no opinion, right? Now, Jamie McLeod Skinner?
I just don't know that person.
Okay. Now,
so what's the appropriate answer? No opinion?
No opinion, yeah. Now, moving forward, I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but May 21st primary election for Congress were held today. For whom would you vote, Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
I want to say no opinion, Derek, because I don't know either of them, but Janelle seems like a familiar name to me. Silly reason, because I don't know her stand. I think I'll say no opinion at this time.
Okay. Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about her, Janelle?
I've been seeing this woman all over TV, but I haven't memorized her name. It might be that woman.
Okay. Good deal. And did what you read, see, or hear about her make you more or less likely to support her as Congress?
See, that's the problem. I'm not sure I'm talking about the right person here.
Janelle Bynum? Bynum?
Yeah, Janelle Bynum.
All right.
I saw her picture. The person I'm thinking of, I saw the picture printed in the mail too. But I don't have that to reference real quick.
So is that choice be much more less likely, or just somewhat, or much less likely?
If it's the woman I'm thinking of, I would be likely to vote for her. I liked what I heard about her stands briefly on TV. The thing that makes me less likely is because I'm inundated with the commercials from that particular candidate, and it's driving me crazy. But let's say likely.
Okay. Now, what makes you more likely to support her for Congress from what you have read or seen or heard? In your own words?
She's progressive.
She's progressive, okay.
Again, this is. I hope I'm speaking about the right person. I'm not convinced.
Okay. Let me double check here. All right, just finishing up here, wrapping it up. The last few questions for statistical purposes only. Timothy? What is the last year of school that you have completed?
I have a master's degree, so.
Master's, right on. And you're married, yeah. Right? You say you're married?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the approach for political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative when it comes to
those choices, I think I'm going to choose liberal.
Very or somewhat?
I'm going to describe myself as very liberal, but I'm able to listen to other people, which not everybody's able to do these things.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how would you describe your area where you live, suburban, urban, rural?
I would say rural.
Okay. Oh, Anthony, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your time. You have yourself a great weekend. Aloha.
Well, I appreciate it. Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.